Father, we thank you for your word, that's your word, that we will not add to it or take it away, take from it. We thank you for guiding each and every one of our steps today. And I pray for those that are lonely today. I pray for them to have friends, people they can connect to. It just seems like so many people feel isolated in this hour. We just thank you, Father. You said you'd never leave us. You're never going to forsake us. So in all these things, we give you praise. We thank you. The word of God is not bound. Amen. I just want to give you a quick summary of this is Living in His Presence, church.org. And my weekly messages share biblical truth, expose error. There's been a lot of error in the last 5 years. Basically, we've been focusing on that and provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path and to fight the good fight of faith. So you need to check to make sure you're subscribed, because you can become unsubscribed without notice. And if you can't find us there, look at livinginhispresence.org. And that's important. Bookmark that, livinginhispresence.org. Because of what's going on, I'm going to mention just a little bit about some of the new things that are coming into play on censorship. We don't know what's happening, really, as far as things are going with the internet. So we want to make sure that everyone subscribes there so you can find us every week. And then I want to thank all the subscribers and those that are supporting us. We could not do this without you. And thank you for all your articles and your encouragement and your emails and your testimonies and some very sad stories we've been reading the last couple of weeks of how people have had to come out of their churches and they aren't treated very good when they have to leave. But this is a day of great shaking. But He is our rock. And in Isaiah 30, I just want to kind of give you a scripture of what I kind of base what we're doing in these days. It says, verse 9, this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. And this is something Jesus talked about, that people have eyes, but they can't see. They have ears, but they can't hear. And what a day that people do not want, if they're not really walking in the truth, they don't want to hear what's going on. It's like, don't mess up with my right reality. I just want to live my life the way I want. And they have no idea about this new system that's being placed in front of every nation right now. This is a new world system. This is not just the United States. We're talking global. And they just signed an agreement 2 days ago to aggressively move forward with Agenda 2030, which we're not going into today, but study Agenda 2030 on your own. It's on our doorstep now, and boy, I don't like it. I know we don't like it, but we still have to live in this world. And they have to bring down, remember I've always taught this for years about the new system, they have to bring down the old system to put up the new. So they have to bring down the governments of different nations so they can bring in a world government. So we're going to see destabilization in the next, well, we're seeing it already, but we're starting to, even today I heard some things, I thought this would have never even flown, even a year ago, but there's so much chaos and confusion, right? And just know that this is what the plan is. There is an enemy, he is alive, and he wants to bring in the Antichrist system. So we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. Now in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. He's our shield. We stand, having done all to stand, we trust in him, right? And then verse 6 says, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And the serpent added on, Genesis, we talked about it, chapter 3. He told Eve, you're not going to die. You're not going to die if you eat that fruit and you go in that tree and do all this and that. And he says, you're going to be as God, knowing good from evil. And God said, don't eat from that tree. But they did, right? So this is the problem that we've been facing, is that the knowledge of evil. Many people don't want the Lord. They want to go into the dark light. And in Genesis 3, Satan causes Eve to doubt the reality of what she knew to be true. And this is what I really want to talk about, is continuing from last week about gaslighting. The enemy wants to confuse people. And we are not to add to things. Now, what we're hearing in the news, one minute it'll say this, and then they retract it, and then they bring something else. So much confusion, right? Well, as Christians, we stand on what we know to be true. So I'm just going to share some things we need to keep our eyes out looking for. But the enemy wants us to doubt our reality, and it's no different than what he did to Eve. He said, God didn't really say that, did he? So he cast doubt upon her so that she would cancel her reality. And this is happening today in our world. The enemy wants you to doubt what you know is truth, to bring in different messages, different lies, different propaganda, and to cancel our reality. But God doesn't want us to be deceived. We know there is an enemy. We know he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God says, I've come to give life. So know your truth. Know your truth. And this is a problem I think we have today, is people do not question things. Basically, where is common sense? And that's the thing. We're having a war on common sense. So Satan manipulated the truth. God says, don't add to it. Don't take away from it. And he's still doing that today by manipulating truth, bringing in new Bible translations, different things, right? So he's still doing it today. And today, everybody's talking about being gaslit. And a lot of people don't know what that means. So I want to break that down again, maybe just not as intense. Just gaslighting is someone tries to convince you what you feel, what you think, what you believe, and what you perceive is not true. Now, we could go into a lot of details about what's happening in our world right now, but I do not want to get a strike, so I'm going to leave stuff really vague so that you can figure out some things, connect the dots yourself, okay? It's all about mind games used by politicians, religious leaders, so-called scientists, and narcissists. And we're talking many different levels in the society that we live. So we need to know what truth is. And there's many of you that have stood for truth. And I just want to say, I'm so proud. I know God's proud of all of us that have stood against the lying propagandas, all the hype, many things that have come and gone in the last few years. But many have been swept away by deception through fear. Knowing what they know, they let someone come in and said, that's not really true. On and on we could go with that. But remember, if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes accepted as the truth. And in our society today, there's been so much propaganda on the news over and over and over again that it's accepted as truth. Today we have so-called data. Who's collecting? And who's paying for this data? Because if a pharmacy is paying for the report, they have an interest in that report, don't they? And so they determine, whoever's doing the report determines the results. We watch a lot of the game shows, you know, the old game shows, and they always go, the survey says, and I'm like, did they really take all those surveys? Did they just make it up? Well, they're not going to ask. Well, we've asked 100 people this. We ask 100 people, you know. It's just like, I don't know about all these data collectors. But whoever does the reports determine the results. And that's what we have to know. So information is one-sided. And people cannot make informed decisions if they don't have all the facts. And the Bible even talks about you're not supposed to go into a situation where you don't know everything. Don't make a decision. Just take the dog by the ears, right? And get into strife when you don't even know the other side of the story. And that's what so many people do. They don't know all the facts, and they can't make good decisions if they don't know all the facts. And if the facts are being manipulated, then of course they're going to be gaslit to believe that they're making the right decision. And this has been going on. And what is this? This is a distortion of reality. And this is what we're facing with the new things that are going on in the virtual world. It's to get you, what's so bad about our real world? that everybody wants to escape into video games and to everything but facing the people you live with, talking to your neighbors and enjoying your life. It's like everyone's escaping into this metaverse, right? So gaslighting, which gets its name from this movie, we're not going to go heavy into this, but it's a form of abuse. It's a form of mental abuse where one person tries to convince another not to trust themselves. And you know, in the movie, how they would turn the lights up and down and she'd say, the lights are going down. Oh, no, they're not. They're not. It was mind games. And she was being gaslit. And that's where the whole movie came from, because they were trying to convince, he was trying to convince his wife she was crazy and that what she was facing and seeing and thinking wasn't real. Well, the enemy has not changed. And this is the thing that we don't realize. We have an enemy. And it's not our personal enemy. It's God's enemy. Right? And he has a plan. God has a plan and he has a plan. So this is abuse that makes you question what's real. You can read an article and you think that's real, and then a few hours another article will come out and it'll totally hack that opinion off. And now it's like, okay, who's telling the truth? Have you faced this? And then people, I know a father and a daughter, they're still not talking today because the dad was doing his research, the daughter was doing her research, and they both came up with their own research and they disagreed with each other. And they still are not talking. And I thought, how sad that there's so much confusion in our world today that people don't know what to believe. And this is all by design, just so you know, because they want to bring in a new system, which we've been talking about for years. So the more you become isolated, this is what he did to her in this movie, and this is what we see that's happened through the last couple years. Isolation is a dangerous thing. When you're not supported by loved ones, you don't get feedback, you don't get your needs met. We all need to communicate and to talk to each other. And when you become isolated, it's very easy for the people that are controlling to control you. So the more you become isolated, the more vulnerable you are to gaslighting. You get separated from people who support you. God wants us to live in truth, and he wants us to face hard truth, just like he did in Isaiah's time. He said they don't want to hear, but they said, say unto the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits, flattering things. Well, the people are still doing that today. Don't let the pastors tell the hard truth. Let the pastors make everybody happy so that they don't shake anybody up and they'll come back next week. I'm looking for pastors that are going to tell the truth, because we're coming to the point now that we don't have time to play this game. Right. Things are happening very, very fast, especially if they want to accelerate the agendas. And there's 17 sustainable goals. We've talked about it. I don't know which one they're going to accelerate, but none of them are good. things we need to look out for. Some tools that are dangerous in the hands of the wrong men. And remember, the Bible says in the end times that the wicked or the evil men, what are they going to do? Repent and get saved? What does it say? They're going to become more evil. They're going to wax. That means by degrees, worse and worse. So we have to know that we're in this world, but we're not of it. The results of when you're gaslit by the media or a political party or religious leaders or whatever the situation might be, a narcissistic partner, kids, the effects are confusion and anxiety. And when you feed a population a steady diet of terrifying data that is constantly changing and constantly conflicting information, it totally puts you into a destabilizing mood because you don't know what to expect. It's hard to plan for the future when you're getting so many different reports, right? Plus fear. People are living in fear as they're being forced to yield to shifting policies, shifting mandates, shifting well, this is going to happen now when you travel. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. It brings people into, number one, confusion, but number two, division. Because some people want those in place and others don't. And so it brings all this conflict. And what have we talked about before? Divide. Divide and conquer. And I'm just kind of calling everybody to make sure you have common sense. And what do you do with common sense? You look for inconsistencies. In these reports, in everything they're doing is think, ask questions. What's in this? Why would I want that? What are the ingredients? Well, if they don't tell you the ingredients of something, do you want that? Well, someone told me, well, you don't know what's in Taco Bell, but you still eat it. yeah. Look for inconsistencies with the narratives, because things are coming now into a lot of political gaslighting. When a party or parties use lies, denials, or manipulation, or they're manipulating information to control people or get people to submit to certain things. And people basically are good, they want to do the right thing. But when you're being fed wrong information, people think they're doing the right thing. And that's why you have to ask questions. Ask about your pastor. Where are you getting your information from? Are you preaching from the Bible? Many people are just getting these wonderful feel-good messages endorsed by Oprah. And we don't need another pastor that's endorsed by her. Hello? If you know the New Age and all these things that are going on. If that's what you want to believe, that's fine. Everyone has a choice to believe what they want to. And if that's what you want to believe, fine. But don't use a cover of something and actually not be doing what you're saying you're doing. There's a lot of people that are doing things and infiltrating certain Christian arenas, and they're not Christian at all. They're just bringing you into the wide path. So information, true information, is either hidden or denied. Remember, Jesus did everything in the light. He didn't hide things. And this is what the enemy does. He loves to hide. He loves to infiltrate. He loves to deceive people. Hard truth tellers who uncover problems today are labeled mentally ill or conspiracy nuts. Now we have a circus with a sideshow, don't we? We have so much going on. And I looked up the word conspiracy and how many times it was in the Bible. Do you know what a conspiracy is? It's a hidden plan. All it is, it's a hidden plan. And so if somebody's going to expose a hidden plan, the devil doesn't want that. He wants to hide in the darkness. But now things are moving so fast, they're in plain sight. They're not even hiding a lot of things now. Things are coming. And people that are not prepared for it are really freaking out because nobody has prepared them for the state that we're in. So pray for truth tellers in your life. And the Bible says there's going to be, and there is, a famine for the word of God in the end times. And we're seeing that, aren't we? Gaslighting is manipulation to gain power and control. It's all about power. It's all about control and blame shifting. Blame shifting. You stupid people that use all this carbon, and you need to stop driving, you need to stop this, you need to stop that. I mean, it's going to get intense as we move forward into the future. The blame shifting on to a point where they don't even want you to have a yard. The smart cities. I've read some of those 2050 things, and I had to stop. I just thought, I can't even believe that these things would even exist, let alone wanting to talk about them. But there's a lot of blame shifting, and it's going to be taught in our schools, and the kids are going to start getting a lot of different thinking in the next couple years. Things are changing, and they're changing fast. So parents, be aware of what your children are learning if they're in public school. Make sure that you read their books. You make sure that you know what is going on and stay involved in everything that's going on. This is done slowly, this gaslighting, so people don't realize how much they've been brainwashed. Now, brainwashing, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what brainwashing is, because brainwashing is mind control, and they tell lies. And why is lies, there's so many lies being told right now in the political arena and this party against that party. And I often wonder what my dad would think if he was alive. I mean, back when he was alive, they at least respected each other. And there wasn't this demonizing of the other party and trying to destroy it. And the things that are being done right now in our local newspapers or on the internet. But this is to keep people off kilter. And you have to know there is a destabilization that is going on. And not just our country, but in every country. People give up their reality for these so-called scientists, these so-called doctors. And now they're going to have the Ministry of Truth. We're going to talk about that in a second. But to destabilize, and what does that mean? It just means to make you unstable, where you don't know what to believe. People get worn down over time. And it's done gradually. A lie here, then a push and a pull. You're going to win this battle, you're going to lose that one. You're going to win this. It's this game. And if you don't, if you really kind of separate away from it and you look upon it, you can see the game. But if you get yourself all emotionally involved, you're going to get caught up in the game. A lie here, push, pull, future faking. We promise you this, and then it doesn't happen. Their actions don't match their words. Look at what they're doing, not what they're saying. What they're saying means nothing. What bills are being passed? What things are really happening? Those are the things you got to keep your eye on. Then when someone's trying to gaslight you, they throw in positive reinforcements. Oh, I guess this isn't so bad after all. Maybe I'll get some money. Maybe this will happen. Why does that? Even the narcissists do that. If you know, I've got teachings on narcissism to confuse you, to control you, to manipulate you, bribe you. This is a planned attempt to keep you off balance. I'm saying all this to say, stand. Having done all to stand, stay balanced. Know your truth. Use your common sense. Question everything. Question, where are you getting your information from? Question, who's telling you what and why do you believe it? Why? Because our futures depend upon our being sane in our mind, right? Making the right decisions. And it's hard to make decisions when we're not given correct facts. And it's going to get harder to find out true information. And this is coming out right now. Keep an eye on this. Information is coming out about the Disinformation or Ministry of Truth Board. Have you heard about this? And at first when I started reading about it, I thought, oh, this is just kind of a United States thing, you know, about the internet, that they want to make sure that the internet is safe. And of course, we all want that, right? But this is where the gaslighting comes in, because it's not just about keeping you safe. It's about bringing in an agenda to get you to think a certain way and to take everyone else off that doesn't think the way the agenda that's being pushed is to think. So today I heard 60 countries have already signed up. 60 countries have signed up for this disinformation. And this is what we have to know. These things are global that are happening. And that's why we're into such a movement of the agendas going forward. This is global. And this has been going on for a long time, but now it's out in the open. They're talking about it. I heard Schwab say in 10 years, everyone will have a brain chip. And I thought, boy, he can say that so boldly. What if they don't want a brain chip? But he's from World Economic Forum. But who decides what is truth or lies? So if this board takes over, which they're talking about, and I don't know if it's in law yet or not, or if what'll happen, we're gonna have to keep our eyes on it. Who decides what's true or lies? Years ago, I posted something, and this is when I knew things were getting bad. I posted about go out and being in the sunshine or something like that, and I got fact-checked, and they told me that what I said was disinformation. This was years ago. And I was just like, well, everyone in their right mind knows that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, things are changing. We're starting to be silenced already. So they decided what's truth, and they put their checkers in to tell you if you're right or not. Do you know how dangerous this is for the future? Is this censoring free speech or free thought? I'm just reporting, you decide. This is huge. It's not a surprise. We knew this was coming, but this is huge that people that you've been listening to might be gone overnight. We've seen that in the last year. But how far will this go? How deep does this go? Does it go on just certain subjects? People don't know what the key words are they're not supposed to say, right? Because of the rhythms and stuff. So we'll have to watch. We'll have to keep an eye on this whole censoring. And this is gaslighting. It makes you only hear one side of an agenda. So a lot of times I'll hear one side of the agenda and I'll go, well, I'm going to believe the opposite then. Because they're pushing and they're making such a big deal out of this, it can't be true. Just my opinion. The propaganda is half truth or lies and so-called facts. And why and what's happening to our world to influence and manipulate how people must think. They're coming to the point of where they want to tell you how to think. I'm not going into that. But in 2 Timothy 3, let's look there. I think the hard part is for people that don't want to listen. Just like in the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah, talk to us smooth things. Don't tell us the truth. Just be encouraging. Give us positive. You know, the Bible tells us we're supposed to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So sometimes you need some hard truth, but you got to go. I have to go encourage myself. It's like, okay, I can't live on bad news. I have to, you know, live each day, know these facts, know what's happening, have an overall view of what's going on, so I'm not gaslit. I don't want to be deceived. I've been deceived in the Word of Faith movement, and the same kind of principles happen. You're told the same thing over and over and over. You have to have faith. You have to have more faith. The reason why you're sick is you don't have enough faith. And we were being gaslit. The truth is you have a body, and it's decaying, and there's things that happen to it. That doesn't mean you should be shamed and blamed, right? So when you see it in the church, you can also see it, what's happening in the world, because you've been gaslit. You've come out of those deceptions. You've only been told one narrative. And if you didn't believe that narrative, there was something wrong with you. You know, you just needed to go get more faith. However you got that, you just had to go get more. You didn't have enough. It's never enough. Just go get more. And people live under condemnation. So it keeps you off balance. And what we did was we spent 24/7 in church. We never dealt with anything else. We just went to church every single day. Like with me, it was 28 years of having church almost every day. And there were times that were great, but on the other hand, there was like, I didn't get to see my extended family. I was so caught up in work and business that I kind of lost reality in a lot of different ways. And the sad part is we can't regain those years. But the good news is once you see you've come out of something, use those lessons for where you're going. So we've come out of a lot of this. Now we have to learn to question things, question what they're teaching, question what they're saying, whoever it might be, so you don't get stuck again, being in that deceptive track of, well, I thought they were a man of God, so I believed everything they said. Well, I found out they were not men of God. They were false apostles and false prophets, right, preaching seductive doctrines, right? So here it says, 2 Timothy 3, if I can find it. Know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come. That word perilous means fierce. Fierce times. And as I read the news, I just think, wow, it's just hard to believe that happened. It's hard to believe this happened. And this perilous time there, it's wild, savage, and hostile times. And why is it? He tells us right here in verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Verse 3, we're living in this right now without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, despisers of those that are good, lovers of pleasure. What are we supposed to do? Having a form of godliness but denying the power of, what are we supposed to do? Turn away. Turn away. So these are hard times. But they're good times because it's also a time that a lot of people are going to wonder what's going on. It's a time that we're really going to be able to share our faith. The Bible says these things are true. And then in Ephesians 6 through 10, it talks about that we're in a battle. We're not just in a club. We thought if you just joined the right church, you'd be in the right social club. Well, we're being dealt with elites that are in a club that we're not a part of. And if you don't want to believe that, you just think that's just kind of a theory. Just all I have to say is hang on, watch and see what happens in the next couple years, especially with this ministry of truth that's coming out. We're in war games. We're in information wars. We're in germ wars. We're in wars on the family. We're in gender wars. We're in political wars. And what are we supposed to do? In Ephesians 6:10, we're supposed to stand with our loins girt with truth. Do you know what truth is? You have to know what truth is. So if someone's coming to you and preaching another gospel, another Jesus, which they did in the situation I was at, a lot of the things we're taught were okay, but then there was another whole metaphysical science that you had the power to control God through your words. How's that working for you? When you're young, everything works, but when you get older, things change. So read Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Stand, having done all to stand. There's some good encouragement there because we're to put on that whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we're supposed to be strong in him. And we're fighting a war, the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you're a pastor, you need to tell your people this. You need to let people know of what's coming. The battle is coming. I don't know if people just don't get it, they don't want to know, they don't study, or they're afraid to tell the truth. There's a lot of reasons why, but to me, you have to stand in the fear of God and know one day you will stand before God and you will give an account for the things you shared and the things you were that you knew that you were supposed to share, because too much is given, much is required. And that's a heavy burden because you don't want the people's blood on your hands. If you know something, you're supposed to tell them so that they have to make their own decisions. People have to make their own decisions in this day, but at least the Lord's not going to require it off of your hands, right? So I'm talking to the pastors there. And then lastly, in closing, we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The devil wants our mind. Don't let him have it. Don't let him have it. Live in peace. People hurt you, which they do. You're going to see scoffers and scorners. Keep a forgiving heart. If you don't stay in forgiveness, the person that gets hurt is you, because you're hard-hearted, you're bitter, you're angry, and that's all on you. The Bible says we're supposed to forgive. Even as Christ has forgiven us, we have to forgive. Let it go. That doesn't mean you have to be friends with these people. It means you might have to walk away from people. People have walked away from you. They're scoffers. They make fun when you tell them the truth. But you keep your heart right before God. And that's a full-time job, to keep your heart from not being offended, because the Bible says many in the last day are going to be offended. They're offended at the other religious parties. Or, you know what? You have to come to a point where you realize this is a game. This is a game. They're playing chess. We think it's checkers. They're playing chess. It's very strategic. These things have been planned from a long time ago, and the Bible tells us of it. So we want to be on the right side of eternity, right? So to that, there's just a couple things I want to say in closing. Don't believe all you read. Don't believe every sermon you hear. Make sure you check it out. Don't believe the hype. Don't let the devil put you in fear. We're going from crisis to crisis now. It seems like there's another crisis around the corner, this crisis, that crisis. There's picketing going on right now as we talk in Washington. There's people getting divided in, you know, all these different things. Don't get involved into all the hype. Make sure you keep your emotions out of it and realize that the enemy wants division. Don't believe the hype. Don't buy into the fear and the scare tactics. Some people believe the world's ending tomorrow. They're on that ditch. It's just, and then the other people are, we're gone tomorrow. We don't have to deal with any of this. We're out of here. Well, guess what? Both of those are wrong. We're going to have to walk. And nobody knows the day or the hour. I'm amazed at all these preachers that thinks they can tell you when God's coming back. Jesus didn't even know the day or the hour,
right?
So we live every day like he's coming back, but we don't prepare like, I don't have to worry about anything that's happening because I'm gone. Well, the people I know that no longer talk to us 2 years ago said this, and we're still here. It's been 2 years, and Jesus was supposed to come, but he didn't come. So what if he's not going to come tomorrow? Are you ready to stand? That's all I'm saying is stand, having done all to stand, because none of us know the future. We're not psychics, but we stand, and, you know, in World War II, I'm sure they thought that was the end of the world, right? Well, here we come into probably World War III coming up here. We stand. God's people have stood through a lot of different things, right? So don't buy into the fear, and don't just check out of here and think that you're not accountable. And I just talked to someone yesterday that totally disturbed me because it was just like, well, my mom had a dream, so we're out of here. I don't have to worry about none of this. I was just like, well, that would be nice. That'd be real nice. But what if you wake up a year from now and you're still here? Like my friends 2 years ago that said, well, you know, there's not going to be this and that, and Jesus is coming in the fall. Well, he didn't come.
Nope.
I don't want to get off on that. Just don't get caught up in all that rioting and all this stuff. Watch for agendas. It's hard to watch for an agenda if you don't know what they are. And unfortunately, you've got to study Agenda 2030, because then you'll know what the agendas are, and you'll see they're following them to a T. Do your own studying. Don't follow the crowd. Have you noticed the crowd's usually wrong? Joshua and Caleb were right, but the rest were wrong. Don't be afraid to stand alone. It's a lonely hour for a lot of people because nobody wants to listen. And I was thinking about what Jesus said. They have eyes to see, but they can't see. They have ears to hear, but they can't hear. He that hath ears to hear, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, right? So don't be afraid to stand alone. Keep your eyes off a man, celebrity preachers. As the false apostles and prophets are preaching doctrines of devils or pawns preparing the way for the Antichrist. Isn't that hard to admit? There it is. And lastly, Micaiah. We have to use him as an example. Micaiah, he told the evil king Ahab that a deceiving spirit had misled his 400 or so-called prophets to declare victory into battle. They just told Ahab what he wanted to hear. They wanted to be encouraging. You're not encouraging enough. Well, guess what? Micaiah had a word for Ahab, and it wasn't encouraging. His word was, you're going to die in battle. And all the false prophets said, you're not going to die in battle. It's victory. So you have 400 so-called prophets telling the king what he wants to hear. And then you have Micaiah, who's telling the truth. And it was an encouraging message, and Ahab didn't want to hear it. So what did he do? He threw him in jail. He threw him in prison. But guess what? Ahab died in battle, just like Ahab said he would. So the 400 aren't always right. And Micaiah didn't have a great message to stand, but he just knew. He knew the truth, and he spoke the truth. He told the truth, and he stood. He was persecuted for his truth-telling. And I want to end with this statement. The courage in the face of political and professional pressure, Micaiah stands as a model for us to stand. Having done all to stand, he stayed true to what the Lord told him. He stood true, even though they tried to gaslight him. The false prophets tried to gaslight him and tell him, you better tell the king what he wants to hear, because we're all saying it. He refused to be gaslit. He refused to let go of his reality. He stood, and he stood his ground. He paid a price for telling the truth, but he told the truth. And I believe he's one of those that are in Hebrews Hall of Fame, that he stood. He told the truth. He was persecuted, but great rewards are in heaven for him.
Amen.
Right? This world isn't all there is. It's a what, 80, 90, 100 years? But eternity is forever and ever and ever. And what we do now will last throughout eternity. The rewards we get, some of them might not be right now. But the future. You never know who's listening to these YouTubes. You never know whose eyes are going to get opened. You never know what we're doing right now. Eternity will show us. This was a season before total silence and censorship has come. This is a season. We have to hit it hard, hit it fast, because we don't know how much time we have. We might have more. We don't know. But I try to take every week, like this could be the last week. It probably isn't, but it could be. So what do? We try to preach the truth, and having done all to stand, right?
Yes.
Moms, grandmas, fathers, prepare your children to stand alone in some of these situations. They're going to have to know the truth. That doesn't mean they have to go tell everybody and get in trouble, but you better be teaching your kids truth at home, because sometimes you can't find it anywhere else, right? And if you can't find it, you got to do it yourself. You got to do your own research and make sure that when somebody's telling you something on the news, a political scene or whatever, you're not being gaslit. You're not being deceived, but you have truth and you have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Lord's saying. Amen?
Amen.
So Father, we thank you that this is a time that things are changing. There's a destabilization happening in our worlds, in our nations. We're seeing people from other countries come in. We're seeing borders being let down. We're seeing things we have never experienced in our country before. We're seeing Congress and the Supreme Court and all these different so-called political arenas shifting, because they have to come down so that the one world government can come. Other nations, we know this is coming, but it's hard to be in the middle of it, to see it. So I pray that you'd give everybody eyes to see this, that the old world has to come down so they can bring in their new, and that we won't be shaken. Having done all to stand, we stand. The Bible says everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But we as Christians, we're not shaken because we stand on the rock. And you said you're never going to change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we thank you. We don't dilute the Bible to make it sound fun, happy, entertaining. But we let them know what you promised us. You said in the end times, there's going to be perilous times, and we're seeing it. So I thank you, Lord, for telling us truth, not just what we want to hear. And help us, Lord, so that we use our own common sense and we question things. And we're not gullible and brainwashed, but we will endure till however long our end is. In Jesus' name, amen?
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.